Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Daily Twitter poll from yesterday. Robert Spillane, or how does Tomlin say it, Chris?
Spillane?
Spillane. If Robert Spillane is the primary replacement for Devin Bush, what is your confidence level in him? Yesterday's Twitter poll, 78.8% of you say some confidence, 13.3% of you say no confidence, and 7.9% of you say sky-high confidence. Today's daily Twitter poll, how much of the World Series will you watch? 49% of you to this point say not one pitch. 42.9% of you say some. And 8% of you say a whole lot. 412-928-9370 is that number. Okay, I was listening yesterday. I was driving. And it's one of these things that forced me. It did its job in terms of time spent listening. That's what they want. They want you to listen a lot on the talk radio, right? They want you to string it out. Ron did the job, and I don't know if it was Ron. It was my brain that did it more so. Trying to figure, first Jacko called, and Ron teased by saying Jacko's on hold. Then Jacko comes on, he says he had a couple surgeries, but that wasn't why he hasn't called in 5 months. It's just he's been busy in the pandemic and everything else, but Jacko's good. So we can all rest assured that Jacko's doing good, which was all well and good. Then he went on a typical Jacko call where he was the star. After Jacko's call, another call came in, and this is the one that still has me flummoxed. To right now. So this guy calls in, and let's listen to about 15 seconds of it. Go ahead, producer Matt.
Let's move on to Matt. Matt, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron, you got that guy's number that called in from Houston last week. It says the Brownies are going to whoop up on us.
You know what? You know what? I got all kind of emails about that and texts saying you got to get that guy back. And I can't remember what his name was,
but
he was crowing. The Steelers are overrated. The Browns are going to do it. I was hoping he'd call back, but you know what? You never hear from those people after the fact when they're dead wrong. You know, I mean, you just don't.
You got that right. He's a bunch of fake news. I wish we'd call him back. You know,
stop the tape real quick. Is this guy throwing a Yinzer voice, or is this his real voice? Is this a put-on, or is that how this guy talks?
I'm reading him as genuine. Maybe I'm off, but I'm reading him as genuine.
To that point in this call, I was too. I remember exactly where I was driving at this point. Then I continued down the road a little bit, and I pulled into a parking space. And the end of the call comes. And this is when I'm with you to this point. I think this is guy, because I'm going to myself, oh my God, this guy is the most incredible Pittsburgh voice, right? An accent. Then the end of the call comes, and I think it's a put on, and I think Ron might be on to it, and abruptly ends it. Listen to the end.
Well, what do you think? How close are, what do you think going into this week, first of all?
Oh, I think we're gonna do all right. You know, it's gonna be a tough time, but I think we're gonna be all right. You know, I think he got better things to worry about down there. That crappy football team he got in Houston, huh?
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Oh, thank you so much for calling, man. We've been busy wall to wall all day.
Right. There it is. Then Ron cuts. Let me hear the very end again. Just the guy's like last sentence.
I think we're gonna be all right. You know. I think he got better things to worry about down there, that crappy football team he got in Houston, huh?
See, is there doubt in your eyes now?
No, I'm riding with this guy. I think he's genuine. I think Ron, and I don't know what time it was, like if he had to get to a break or whatever. But I think Ron saw that there wasn't going to be much of an X's and O's contingent to that conversation if it went on any longer. And he wanted to just move on. And, you know, Ron is, once he gets a full board of calls, he just wants to roll through as many as possible.
See, I think maybe you might be right about that. That Ron needed to move on and wasn't on to it. But I think right. The end tells me that guy was faking the voice. Producer Matt, where are you on this?
Yeah, I agree. The times that he said, you know, and huh, at the end of his answers, that seemed a little contrived to me. That didn't seem like it was the natural way in which he talks.
Well, I've been going
back. It seems contrived because people actually talk like that, some people. like. It's not like that dude legit talks like that. I'm willing to go to the wall for this dude. That's his voice. That's him. And I just think he didn't have much more to bring to the call, and Ron was done with him.
The last sentence again, Matt. I gotta hear that part about Houston. Like, go ahead with that.
But I think we're gonna be all right. You know, I think he got better things to worry about down there. That crappy football team he got in Houston, huh?
If he really does talk like that. If he really does, like Iron City or someone should hire him to do the voice for all his commercials. If he's the genuine article like that, that guy is the... It wasn't right, though, how he finished that last sentence with that, huh? It was almost... It was too much. It was too much
I think, you know what it was? He was starting to feel himself and get a little familiar with Ron because Ron had him on the line for a minute or two. And that may have driven Ron to the next call as much as anything. He's like, you're getting a little too familiar, buddy, okay? Getting a little too comfortable. Thanks for the call.
My vote is put on. See, that did it for me. He was good until the end, and he ran out. It was too much. That last thing with the huh, he just kind of – I could feel three people standing behind him, like, laughing and holding their mouth and be like, I got Ron Cook. I don't know. What's the verdict? 412-928-9370. Text us. Real or put on? Prank or not with Ron Cook? So you're saying good. I'm saying no good. Producer Matt, are you in the middle or are you saying no good?
I'm leaning toward no good.
Okay, you're a leaner. We'll revisit that later in the show, perhaps. Maybe ask. Why don't you ask Ron? Why don't you give Ron a call this morning, 6:55,
yeah,
and see what
doing.
He thinks, Matt. That's your job.
Yeah, that's your
job.
Can
you do that?
Well. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.